wasn't meant to be an end.
Was In the Arms of Love by Otmar Liebert, and we are going to try to have a show tonight. The powers that be are bombing the station, and so our arms of love are being challenged at this moment. This is Vocal Profiling Live with Sherry Edwards and Tall Blonde Heather, and we're here to talk about your vocal print and to talk about you. This is Beyond the Secret, Beyond the Field, Beyond the Matrix. It's about you from the inside out. You just call us up with a topic in mind. Talk to us for about 2 minutes. The computer does the rest. I'll guarantee that there's no other radio show like this because I developed and wrote the computer program that we're using. It's called InVoice. Just the letter InVoice, as in your face. We're going to do In Your Voice. We've had a little trouble getting started here, and I can understand some of the frustration that's going on with the big media guys, because we, the people, have begun to come together, and we're using BBS Radio to do that. And I think it's a joy that these guys are going to be taken down, and the people get to rule. We're going to have fun on the show. Heather, I just opened another thing there, so I'm distracted. How you been, Heather, this week? What you been doing?
We have been great, Sherry. How excited are you about our new classroom?
I love it. This was the first day.
Yeah, we outgrew our old classroom in, what, two classes there?
Two classes.
So we've got a bigger classroom, and it's still pretty tight in there, I noticed. But, hey, that's wonderful. The more the merrier.
We had 17 people signed up for course this week.
I love it.
So people are getting the message that they want to take this more to the public, and it's getting out there.
And, you know, not only are we getting more practitioners, we are just growing by leaps and bounds, and, you know, we can barely keep up. But, you know, can I tell them about the new media developments over the past week?
Sure, you're the media coordinator, so let's go.
Well, first of all, I'm very, very excited about my new studio. We just got brand new lights. We've got a full-fledged video studio, working on a new radio studio. It's coming along. We've got a documentary coming about you, Sherry. How do you feel about that?
I really like the one that we did with John Addison. That just sort of fell out of my mouth, and there was a few things that we left out. We might have to add some things to it, but when's that going to be available?
Well, you know what? We talked to John here within the next couple of days and set something up. John and Nancy, that's AVI Video. We want to thank them so much. You know, they, I think, are really visionaries, and I'm running into more and more of these kind of people who just will do anything it takes to help get the word out there about what it is we're doing. I love it. I love these people.
Well, we got to them, or they got to us, because they're doing a whole series about wisdom and visionary people who are bringing messages to the planet. And at that point, then they really saw what we had and what we could do in some of the case studies, and got very excited about it.
And Nancy even wants to be a practitioner herself. Isn't that awesome?
It is, because I think there's not going to be change. Yes, we can say we want change, and we can talk about it a lot, but until people have an option, the change is not going to happen. And certainly vocal profiling and helping people look at themselves through their voice is a good way to do that.
You know, Sherry, I've had a couple questions here this week that I'm just going to... I've got one I'm going to throw out at you right now.
Okay.
Now, I know, but maybe not the rest of our audience knows, how long you've been working and holding on to this information about vocal profiling. You've come across a little bit of adversity in your time. How have you handled that? How has that affected you?
Well, it's beginning to fall away, and people are coming here in droves to embrace who we are and what we are. But I've heard sounds from people really coming out of their ear. I've heard that. Well, I don't remember not hearing it. And that's how all of this was developed. When we deal with people's muscles, how do we get those frequencies? Well, I touch the muscle, and I could hear it and duplicate it. So we've been doing this for a really long time. It wasn't until I was an adult, though, that I realized that other people didn't have this ability. It was really funny when my husband and I would go to bed, and he would put music on. And I would think, why doesn't he want me to hear his music out of his ears? And I thought, what's he hiding? And until we talked about it, I didn't know he didn't also hear other people's music and sounds. And so I would duplicate those and put them on a tape recorder for people. And then we just slowly began to gather the information on what those sounds meant. And now it seems like it's going by the speed of light. And we have so many offers for people to take us public and get the back box to the people and the gout box and the DNA box and is it the little sound boxes that help people support their own health. But it seems like it's accelerated in the past year or so. There's a lot of people out there following what we're doing, even Pfizer Pharmaceuticals doing it, so very scientific people. So there's very esoteric people like the Agape Center in L.A. has some people there trained to do vocal profiling. And not a lot right now, but they do have a couple people there. But from the very esoteric to the very scientific, this is coming about, and I just think we're helping people remember. You know, the fact that we are in the Duke University Encyclopedia of Alternative Medicine, I think, speaks a lot for who and what we are. And acknowledging us and me as the pioneer of this. And, you know, I knew something was there, and I knew I just had to hold the vision for people until they could believe, and the time's now. And people really pay attention to what we say when we do profiles of political people and people in the news and that kind of thing. Heather, since you do the research for all the shows, how do you come up with these people?
Well, I take a lot of requests during the week, and if anybody has a request, just get a hold of me, heather@vocalprofiling.com, and I will do my best to come up with something new and interesting on whatever person that is requested. I like to go to the direct source. If they have a website, I'll go to the direct source, try to take a recording from any video they have. Of course, I've got my good old standby, YouTube.com. I get a lot of information from there as well.
I heard somebody talking. Do we have a caller?
I think we have a caller.
Hello?
Hello? Who's
Hello,
there?
Can you hear me?
Barely. I can barely hear you.
Oh,
we're having
wow.
troubles with the phones tonight.
I'm really worried
about my phone. Boy, you sound like you're underwater. Can you hang up and call back? Do you have
yes,
the number?
I'll try and see if that works.
Okay. Boy, did he sound like he was underwater?
Yeah, I think he's on his cell phone.
Okay. The numbers here are 877-270-8714. In the U.S., that's toll-free, 888-228-4494 in Canada, and I think the other number, 530-413-4515, and I'm not sure about this other line. I think Don said at one time they'd gotten all the lines fixed and into digital, but try one of those, and we'll go ahead and talk to you. Okay, you were talking about how you end up with ideas about the people on the show.
Yeah, we get a lot of requests during the week. We seem to have a lot of political requests going on, which, of course, you know, we all find interesting. We all want to know who's being sincere and who's not when it comes to our candidates.
Well, we've gotten so many requests about SICKO that's sort of become a
running theme. It really is. And, you know, it's just I've been doing a lot of research on michaelmoore.com and the related websites. And, you know, every day I come out learning something new and different. Sometimes it makes me happy, sometimes not so happy.
Well, if we can get to it this evening, we've got four people that we're going to look at. Deepak Chopra, and that was by request, and that's about him talking about religion and how silly he thinks it is. Dr. Sanjay Gupta about his apology to Michael Moore. That was a request, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alex Jones on Michael Moore. And then Rudy Giuliani on healthcare. Have you posted all of these already to the site?
I have got, let's see. I just posted. What did I get up here? I've gotten two up there. I have got...
Are they on our site, or do you have them posted to BBS?
I've got both of them posted to BBS with a link on the profiles to our site.
Okay, on BBS, go to the front page, bbs.com, and then go to Vocal Impressions. It's the second set down on the left. And that's where you're posting. Are you leaving up the old ones, too?
I am. Today we've just posted Deepak and Alex Jones, which I'm not sure if many people know who Alex Jones is. If not, I've just learned about him today. He's a pretty interesting character.
Enlighten us, Heather.
Okay. Alex Jones has a website called PrisonPlanet.com. Actually, he has several websites.
Prison as in a
prison,
crystal?
As in jail, prison.
Oh, okay.
PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. He calls himself the internet leader in activist media. He really puts himself out there in speaking against the mainstream media and telling it as it is in very blunt terms.
Does he have his own station, or is it like an internet?
It's internet radio. He does podcasts. He does videos. He has a lot of information on YouTube. He does a weekly television report. He's all about speaking out on government-controlled propaganda, government-controlled media.
Well, they are certainly trying to control a lot of Ron Paul, which we've talked about here before, and now they're trying to even control BBS by knocking their phones down. So we certainly want to support BBS and all of its tenacity to keep us all up and running.
Well, I think that there is a growing popularity with user content driven media, and I think BBS radio is a big part of that. You know, the common folk can control the media, and I think it's really catching on, you know.
We the people.
Absolutely.
Well, while we're waiting for our caller, we want to talk about something our lawyer makes us do, and that's a disclaimer. And he's got this great big thing he wants me to read, but I'm just going to say this is not medicine. Anybody who claims it is will deny it. People ask us if this is really like a psychic reading. It isn't, because the computer's doing it. I guess if the computer was psychic, that would be a psychic reading, a computerized psychic reading. But we use the frequencies of your voice. The most important aspect of what we do here is talk to you, and feel free to call us with any specific psychological, emotional kind of topic in mind. No health questions, please. They may come up, but that's just not our primary focus for what's going on. Do you want to do... Let's do Deepak Chopra.
Okay.
First. Let me see if I can bring him up. I got two windows open here. That's not the one I want. I'm going to play the waveform of what he said, and then give you an interpretation of it. Well, come on, Deepak Chopra. Play here.
On ideas that have nothing to do with cosmology, nothing to do with an understanding of evolutionary biology, nothing to do with our understanding of any of the sciences, including physics and mathematics, that have given us a deep insight into the workings of nature. Having said that, religion has great insight based on spiritual experiences. I don't think Christ was a Christian, or Buddha was a Buddhist, or Muhammad was a Mohammedan. These people had the experience of a universal consciousness that later got institutionalized into dogma and belief. And belief is a cover-up for insecurity. The most fervent believers in the world are fundamentalists. They're all killing each other. So, you know, you don't need belief if you have to explain electricity.
I was a little surprised about that quote from Deepak Chopra about religion being, I don't think you guys got to hear the beginning of it. I'd written it down because I thought it was so incredible. Religion is derisive, quarrelsome, and frequently idiotic, and that you take great insights from experience, not really religion. And that was a request that somebody wanted us to look at Deepak Chopra's voice and see if he was really an authentic person. Well, one of the things we did with his voice, that at first it was very, very filtered. And I guess we should tell him who Deepak Chopra is. He's an endocrinologist. He was born in India, went to medical school there. He writes a lot about spirituality and topics about the mind and body medicine. He's been on Oprah several times, got lots of books out. So he's kind of a leader and has been a leader for quite some time in the Ayurvedic medicine field. But in looking at his voice is very squelched. And it may be just the microphone he was using. It's very filtered. There's very few notes. The chart as it stands indicates a person who is used to getting their own way physically. They rule with words and looks. The chart indicates considerable planning that is carried out by others. So I don't know a lot about Chopra's organization. It does look like he keeps a lot of information to himself and has a staff to sort of carry out what's going on. We have a caller on line two. We'll finish up with Deepak Chopra as soon as we talk to the caller. Hi, caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air. I guess our caller doesn't want to talk. Hello? Okay, we'll go back to Deepak Chopra.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Sherry?
Yes?
Sherry, I just called you a minute ago. You said I sounded like I was in underwater.
You did. What's your name?
My name is Bill Mitchell.
Bill Mitchell, okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm from Weaverville, California.
Okay. Why are you calling us, Bill?
Well, I am a reflexologist, and about 3 weeks ago, I started doing some research on vibrational medicine, and all of this has led me to your website, and I am very interested in your nutrition profiler course.
Excellent. Yeah, well, Heather sets up all of those courses. The first one is free, where we just do a demonstration for you. It's an easy kit to do, 6 clicks of, well, that's the invoice, I shouldn't say it that way. For the nutrition, it requires 2 programs that we teach you. The course for it is free. What do you want to do with the course when you get it?
Well, you know, I would like to go into holistic healing.
Okay, so you want to show people what kind of nutrition that they need for optimal health?
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I get a lot of my clients working with my reflexology, okay, that I not only work with, I guess, on their zones of their feet and their body, but I notice a lot of it is also related to nutrition and... I'm trying to find a program that kind of all fits, and I really like your voice program.
Thank you. One of the things that you can do with the vocal profiler is connect it to muscles. for instance, when people have weak ankles, they usually have potassium in stress.
Yes.
And when they have a weak thumb, they usually have zinc in stress. So the frequencies of the body have this whole system of muscles, a whole system of nutrition, a whole system of genetics. So the kit's very easy to use. You can call the office. We can give you that number, and you can order the kit if you'd like.
I saw the numbers on the Internet. One of the things I'd like to ask you is that since in dealing with the reflexes of the feet and stuff, I deal with the whole body. Do you think that nutrition would be the first program to start with?
Well, if you are already dealing with the body and reflexology, so you're already attuned with the muscles, there is a program that has both muscles and nutrition in it. It's called the Provider, and it's for professionals. So that might be one to start with. That's just the beginning course. That's the first day of a very large course. The Profiler kits only provide you the ability to do a profile and create a report for management. In order for you to do something about that potassium that's weak or zinc that's weak, and getting it useful, because a lot of the times people will have potassium very high, and it's because they're not using it. And so that's one of the things that we teach you to do with these charts. Okay, if you have potassium, what else do you need to make it work? In a case of the ADD kids, sometimes it's just adrenaline. They can't process adrenaline, and so we give them the frequencies of adrenaline, and they go to sleep. They're happy campers and calm down. So that's the kind of thing that we do. Which website did you go to? The Nutrisounds?
Oh, I didn't do both or three of them. I have a lot of time on my hands. I work in the oil field also. So I am really overwhelmed with a lot of information right now, and that's kind of the reason why I called, and I was also glad to find your radio show.
Well, do you want us to do your voice while you're on the show?
Well, can we do that?
Absolutely. Can you talk to me a couple of minutes about a specific topic or your heart's desire? Or you could talk about this nutrition kit, but keep to one topic, and we can tell you what your apprehensions are about it, if it's the best thing for you or not, and go from there. You ready to go?
Okay. If I want to continue or become more involved with the healing arts, I guess I am trying to look for a direction, Sherry, on where to go. I have a massage therapist background, and I do reflexology. I really enjoy my reflexology. I do a lot of hands-on work. I've also been with Dr. Brinkerhoff out of Denver, and I use a Picasso machine massager that he has furnished in his classes, and I really enjoy watching people become healed or become aware that their body can do these things, and I have decided that I would like to do this, and I would like to get into some type of vibrational medicine. I did a lot of research on Rife, and
okay.
I believe
we got it here. Is it B-I-L-L? Because we're going to send this to you, Bill.
Yes, it's B-I-L-L, Bill Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
Okay, and a date of birth? You make it up
July 17th, 1947.
Okay, so you're 60 years old almost. Yeah, you're 60
yes,
years
ma'am.
Old.
Man. And I think that I'm just learning how to enjoy and use the experiences I've had in life to direct the rest of my life.
I have heard that so much by people in the last few weeks, that everything in their life has come to this point, and we're getting an awful lot of people who were born in 47, and I don't know what this may be some turning point, but. Bill, as I look at your voice, and I'm just going to give you a manual interpretation right now, what you lack is the ability to get something into physical form so that it can be used as a resource. You have a lot of push, a lot of stamina. Your highest note is F, like, I'm going to get this done, and if you try to stop me, I'll just show you what's happening. And you get it into physical form here, but the transition into a form that people can manage seems to be missing from your chart.
Okay.
And there's a bit of martyrdom in there, like you don't get a life, that your life is in service for other people. Martyrdom is not a bad thing, except if you want a life, you usually don't get it, because you're all the time working for other people. Mainly your chart is red, which is a lot of physical energy and go get them. Where it falls down a bit with that physical go get them is you're not expressing to other people what your needs are and how they can support you. So that's my interpretation of what's going on there. Your primary octave is right. But you do have that issue with taking something and getting it into management resource. Now let me look what the computer says about it. You plan well and want to see that your plans are carried out. It's easy for you to see faults in a plan and can fix it. You expect others to take your suggestions seriously and gracefully. Providing balance between what you want and what you allow yourself results in harmony in your life. You need more of that. Let me skip down here. It's about, look like 4 or 5 pages here. You like to get things done but need a plan first. You don't like people interfering with the way things need to get done. You don't mind help, but you don't want to be kept on a schedule or plan that's not your own. Any of this ring a bell?
Yes, ma'am.
And a computer did it. You have a tendency to think you ought to fight authority to prove personal points of honor when it sometimes even when it costs you dearly. You are often too busy to think about the unexpected. Carrying the burden of thinking about it all and doing it all at the same time is heavy. You are hard hit at a soul level when justice does not prevail. The cooperation of others is essential to accomplish all that you have conceived. You limit yourself with impatience when others get in the way of your plan. Is that you?
Yes, but I am learning patience. The last 3 or 4 years, I have been really learning patience.
So the universe gave you a few knocks in the head?
Yes, I've been told to wake up.
Well, get in touch with Heather at vocalprofiling.com and give us an email. We don't want to talk about that on the air.
Okay.
So give us an email of where to send this, and we'll get it right out to you. And you can read whole 4 or 5 pages here. And
thank
we
you,
would
Sarah.
Love it if you'd join us in class. Next class is this is July, so it's in August. There are incentives for class. For the August class, if you sign up and get ready to go now, they're going to give you this invoice program for free along with all the rest of the computer programs that you're supplied. And this computer program is $440. So that's
wow.
A good incentive for August. We don't have a class in September, but the other incentives, if you pay like 90 days in advance, they give you your lab equipment for free. And I think if you pay 60 days in advance, they're going to give you a little back box that takes away back pain or a DNA box. What we're trying to do is get people interested and trained and doing this for people and setting up businesses in every town there is, because for every person that comes to us and wants to train and help get this spread out on the planet, we have about 500 people who want to be seen. And
true.
We're thinking seriously after this Health Bill 2900 went through and gave the FDA all of those rights that we
yeah.
didn't particularly want them to have. We knew from their ignoring all of our emails and phone calls and not even having any argument or debate about this, just passing it,
yeah.
we knew that they really weren't paying attention to what the people wanted or needed. And about the same time, China executed its FDA representative for taking bribes. So we just think that may be going on in the U.S. too, and nothing's being done about all the bribes and payoffs in
yeah.
NIH and all that's been in the paper. So we see this as an opportunity not to go out and fight big pharma and insurance companies and HMOs, and I really think a lot of the doctors are just innocent bystanders here, and they just haven't organized themselves enough to fight this insurance company. But I don't believe in fighting either. What we want to do is train people to have this available to all the people in their community so we can have an option. We don't have to go to the doctors that they dictate or have the tests that they dictate. We can monitor our own health, and that's what we want for everyone.
And I agree.
So welcome aboard in that desire to do that. So get in touch with the office, get your kit, join us for class, sign up with Heather for the free promo to it. We want to make sure this is what you really want to do before you jump into it and spend any money. So that's why we're doing the free demonstrations beforehand.
Okay, Sherry, our next demo class is July the 31st. So, Bill, if you can make that, we'd love to have you.
The demo is on July 31st?
The demo is on July the 31st.
I think I'm out of town, Heather.
Ooh. Well, how about we get some of our new teacher trainers to do this?
Okay, thank you both.
We certainly can try it. We'll ask. We've trained probably 3 or 4 teachers in the last few months, so we'll see if they'll do the demo class. After you take the initial course, which is the little course in public, then there's a 5-day course, there's a research course, there's a lab, there's ongoing forum support where you have lots of people there that can help you. There's Sunday update classes that are free. So we try to support you as much as possible.
I noticed that with your website. I appreciate your time very much, Sherry and Heather. And Heather, I will send you an email.
Great. I look forward to it, Bill.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay, I'll keep that one so we can send it on to him. And Heather, I sort of forgot where we were. We were talking about Deepak Chopra.
Deepak, yeah.
And from what I know, what I think I know about Deepak Chopra, I don't know him well, but he's kind of keeps his stuff to himself, is concerned about the community in a global way. From what the research that you did, what opinion do you have of him?
I think his heart is in the right place in terms of being concerned for humanity. Now, Sherry, in this recording that I had, he kind of spoke in a monotone. Does he always speak like that?
Yeah, a lot of the times he does. Just a matter of fact, and this is what it is, and this is what you're going to do, you know, kind of. There's no bones about it. Just this is what's right.
Hello.
Do we have another caller?
Yeah, you have another caller, Shirley. This is Jeff.
Hi, John.
Jeff.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you doing? It took a while to get through, but here we are.
Speaking of a new teacher trainer,
Jeff has been with class with us a couple of times in a research class, a lab class. And he was talking about Invoice today and what he had done with it in his own practice. And I asked Jeff to call in and talk to people about what he had done with this program, that the software program. So, Jeff, can you tell us a bit about the Invoice program and how you've used it from your training and in your own practice with your family, friends, clientele?
Yes, I can. I have actually used it just, I guess, kind of as a bonus for people who have come to me for vocal profiling and who I've presented sounds to. The reaction that people that I've gotten from people has been quite remarkable, really. People who have had many other personality profiles done for them by various means, whether it's astrology or tarot readings or what have you, have consistently said that they found the personality profile that came from Invoice to be the most accurate that they had ever seen. And that includes, in some cases, certain upsets having to do with people finding out things about themselves that they might not have wanted to have heard. But I think that, generally speaking, the overall profile is beneficial because it always is valuable to get a serious, honest taste of where you're at and how you're acting and so forth. So I recommend it.
In your own case, did it fit you?
Yes, it did. It touched me, and it gave me some real food for thought just about how I approach many things in my life, including business and family and just my own general demeanor and outlook on things.
Did you find the program easy to manage and use and explain to people?
It's a piece of cake.
It's so
automated that I think the most complicated thing about it is having to ask a person their birth date and then putting it into the program with their name.
And we really can fake a birthday if we want. We really don't need it. It's not based on astrology in any way. It's based
right,
on
I understand
the,
that.
It's based on the
frequency. Just for a matter of record, though, I think it's a good idea.
How many people have you used it on?
I missed that last thing you said.
How many people have you used it with?
Oh, I'd say I've used it with 15 or 20 people.
Anybody say, absolutely, this is not me?
No, not quite the contrary. People have said things like, well, you know, maybe, I think there's maybe a little bit more denial going than people would like to admit. But, I would definitely recommend that if somebody gets a profile from Men Voice, that they not just read it once and put it down. That they read it and then maybe set it aside for a minute and then go back to it later on.
Are people surprised when you hand them two or three pages of typed information about themselves?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know if they're surprised, but to have something that struck me so personally.
Just from a few flicks of the computer. Do you use this with the other part of your training in bioacoustics?
Yeah, I'd say it comes in handy. I really, in the other part of bioacoustics, I really concentrate on the other programs. And like I say, mostly the N-Voice profile is more of a bonus for somebody. Just, you know, and because when I'm looking with the other techniques of bioacoustics, I'm looking for fundamental stuff having to do with their health. And and generally everybody who's come before me has had some kind of a specific complaint or an issue in their life that they really need help with. And so personality for as far as I'm concerned, the personality aspect of it is kind of secondary to me in that context.
How long have you been involved with bioacoustics?
Since the middle of May. We came for the last 2 weeks in May for the phase two, as I was called, level two training.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed another week for lab training. And we're back now for a week to assist in any way we can. And hopefully, we've just had a tremendous amount of interest from people that want to know how to do it. Since it's pretty proprietary and it's very proprietary information, you know, we want to be in a position where we are authorized in the context of human bioacoustics and the Sound Health Research Institute to be able to deal with people out there in the world and basically provide to them what they're asking. They want to know. They want to know.
Well, it only took you 2 months. Now, don't laugh at me, Jeff. Must be a pretty easy course if it only took you 2 months to get up and running.
Well, I'm not laughing at you. I know I'm laughing with you because, I think we came away from the first course experience agreeing that it's simple, but it's not easy. And frankly, it was somewhat intimidating. Actually, it was quite intimidating, but only because of my perspective. And when I relaxed my perspective and started looking at how simple it really is, it came to me, and it turns out that what is really the most complex part of it is to be learned by practicing it. But you don't have to know it before you begin using the technology.
Can you give us kind of a short summary of one of the cases that you and Will, your business partner in this, have done that really convinced you that this was a good thing for the planet?
Well, I could give you several, I suppose. I mean, you know, right down to the relief, finding relief from pain in major injuries. I mean, you know, crushed ankle from automobile accident type of injuries. But, you know, the closest to me is my wife and my daughter, both of whom have been exposed to it, and both of whom I've worked with the Sound Health programs. My daughter was in a state of depression and feeling rather negative, and I was able to identify a fundamental sugar that was low in her system. It was extremely low in her system. I thought it was an interesting coincidence because she had a big sugar tooth and I think that maybe she was trying to compensate for this fundamental sugar being maybe low or missing in her system. And when I presented the sound, the frequency relating to that sugar to her, it had a transformative change on her. I mean, she really turned around in a big way, psychologically, and I believe health-wise as well.
That's just too hard to believe. Jeff, are you sure that happened?
I'm absolutely sure it happened, and you're exactly right. It is hard to believe, and I find myself, as much as I don't want to, I find myself being skeptical all the time. It's like I can't believe it, and sometimes my own skepticism is the most discouraging aspect of it. Because it's hard for me to get motivated to do it, because I'm sort of sitting around thinking, oh, this can't work. You know, what am I wasting my time with this? And then the next person shows up, and by and large, no matter what issue is happening in their life, as soon as they have sounds presented to them, there is a positive result. They go away feeling better one way or the other, and generally in direct relationship to whatever their complaint was.
You're an architect, you're a musician, you're interested in health. You think this is going to replace anything in our current healthcare system?
I didn't hear that, Cherry. I'm standing outside so I don't get feedback from the computer, and a truck just went by.
Okay. You're an architect by trade. You're interested in healthcare. You love numbers. You're a musician. When you see the results of this, and also you are doing it and you still feel it's unbelievable, how do you think we can integrate this into our normal or conventional healthcare system, and do you think it will eventually replace the conventional healthcare system?
Well, I don't know that anything will ever replace the conventional healthcare system. I mean, it's so ancient and so stuck in its ways, you might say, that I sense that it's going to be around for probably forever and ever. I would say, though, that more and more, as I go along, I encounter people who are deeply involved in the conventional healthcare industry, who are being interested in alternative approaches. And the kind of people that I've talked to, doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners, they're expressing tremendous interest in anything that will help them do their job, because there are so many impediments, there are so many things standing in their ways, that anything that they can put their hands on that could automate or that could just facilitate the practice of their profession, they're interested in looking at. I know there's a lot of resistance out there, and I know there's going to be a lot of disbelief, and you know, because of what I've heard you talk about, stories that you've told, that there's a lot of active resistance to this.
Well, there used to be. There isn't as much anymore. People are coming to us now, and
yes,
I really love it that people are ready They're ready for the change. They're ready to see this as a viable option and even a companion to conventional health care.
That's very definitely so. I mean, people were saying, put me on the list. I want to be the first person. When we came here the first time and I told people where we were going, almost universally the reaction was, okay, I'm your first test case.
I think from what you're saying, you would recommend this class to most people who really wanted to help and had an interest in healthcare. Are you the first one in your community?
As far as I know, I believe I'm from 60 miles south of Tucson, and I believe there's somebody from Tucson that's been here, but I think we're the first ones from Santa Cruz County, Arizona.
Well, your story is so interesting. We're going to have you back to talk about some of your own cases and your practice and what people can expect if they come to see you. We're almost out of time. Thank you very much, Jeff, for calling. Do you want to leave a thought with people?
You're very welcome.
Thank you. We'll see you in class tomorrow, and thank you for coming.
You definitely will.
All this way to help us teach.
Good night to you.
Good night.
Thanks, Jeff.
Heather, we
Bye-bye.
Need to quickly finish up Deepak Chopra here. We got like a minute or two. So I want to read some of the rest of this, and we've got a lot more to do here. We always have more to do than we get done. I really want to talk about Michael Moore and Dr. Gupta's apology and what's going to happen with that. It was a surprise to me when I read it. So just a little bit more about Deepak Chopra, about having the ability to use words to persuade the minds of others. If you ever had to lie to see justice done, you would do it. Using your vocal expressions to direct people is easy. Your highest note deals with written and oral words to persuade people. A lot of persuasion in this. You can help others find their path. You can go to a deep internal space using self-dialogue. You can talk others into carrying out the details. From what I know of Deepak Chopra, this certainly describes him. And there are some people who look at this and say, how did you know that? They don't ever expect the computer to know. But if the computer knows, the human computer also knows. So privacy is an illusion, people. Everyone really knows what's going on. They're just too polite to tell you. And on that note, we'll talk to you next week. Join us on Sunday. I don't know what's going to happen Sunday. We're just going to have fun on the show Sound Health, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern. And we'll finish up some of these vocal profiles next week. Until then, good night. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks. Thank you.